Hello, audio listener. Steven Crowder is sick this week with strep throat and bronchitis and mono. He was volunteering for the Buttgate campaign, and I will be filling in your president, Donald J. Trump. So if this seems confusing, it was for me as well. Do subscribe, rate this podcast, and of course, if you haven't yet, join Mug Club at louderwithcrowder.com/mugclub because it's the only way that this kind of content continues, folks. It's the only way. It's the best club. Enjoy the audio show. And then go to YouTube. Go to YouTube.
Louder with Crowder Studios. Protected exclusively by Walther.
And Hopper.
Welcome to the show. I am your president, Donald J. Trump.
Boom.
The J stands for J. I am going to be filling in for Louder with for Steven Crowder today, who's a great host. The Mug Club, from what I understand, it's the best.
The very best.
The best club.
The very, very, very best.
I would never say that. That's what they tell me. My half-Chinaman lawyer, Bill Richmond is here today.
That is me.
How are you doing, sir?
Mr. President, thank you for
doing
having
me. Doing very well.
Thank you.
How are the tariffs going?
Excellent. We're ready to get rid of them for you.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I want that railroad on my desk by Monday.
Done.
Quarter Black Garrett.
What's up, Mr. President?
Voted for me by an increased margin of 8%.
Whoa. Man.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
You're my black president,
which
dog.
Which divided by 4 is 2%, but I'll take it.
Take
and
get.
Don't get cute today, Gerald A.
Oh,
Gerald A.
Absolutely.
What's
sir,
the word of the day, Gerald A?
So this one is actually a tribute all the way around. We've got Camus Cabernet Sauvignon.
Okay.
On the top here, it actually says 45, Mr.
Oh.
President.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Wow. The vintage of the bottle is 2017, the year that you took office.
Okay.
It's a bigger bottle, so it's huge. And if you look right here, it actually says Epstein didn't
You've
kill
got
himself.
Out too long, but we get it. Anus 45 that was taken from Pete Buttigieg's cellar.
There you
right?
go.
Come on,
yes.
folks.
Yes.
Remember laughter? That's the whole thing, folks. Laughter. Yes. We couldn't laugh. We have Gavin McGinnis
Ooh.
On the show
nice.
Today.
Nice.
He's the best.
He's
Gavin
a good dude.
McGinnis.
Dude,
unfortunately,
yes.
he's about to go to prison.
Oh.
So we'll talk with him about that.
Wow.
But
well,
before
cool.
we move on, also the top five cringiest moments from Democrats we'll be talking about today. But I do want to ask first, out of all the Democrats, see what I Democrats running for
good.
President,
nice,
whose great. Ass would you most like to see me kick in the 2020 election? Frankly,
yeah.
I have my favorite. I think we'd like to
of
hear
course,
from you.
Yeah.
Okay. I know people are expecting me to address the hearings, but boring. Okay.
There you go.
Irrelevant.
Nothing
right.
new has happened. Erroneous half Chinaman. That's a legal term.
Yes, agreed.
I
yes.
dabbled. Between baseball and boxing.
Yeah.
At Wharton.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Nice. I was going to be a lawyer, but the bone spurs prevented me from passing the bar.
Oh, I can see how that would happen, sir.
So let's get to what is affecting real Americans, not the lying fake news,
yes.
okay? With the impeachment, we'll know more about. Can we just have a few laughs? Let's
we
have
should.
A few
yeah.
laughs.
Yes, yeah. of
okay.
course.
Yeah. Let's start with this new poll that says politics are driving Democrats insane from Axios. This comes from Axios. 70% of Democrats are haters. Frankly, it losers who are angry about it. That's a direct quote. I would never say
Very,
that's what they
yes,
say.
Yes, that's what they say.
Yeah, of course.
Angry about America, leaving them feeling like, quote, and I quote, and I do quote, folks, mm-hmm. strangers in their own land. Can you believe
Come on.
That? Can you
well,
believe
serious.
That?
I'm not surprised. Yeah.
That is. Democrats are angry
no.
with the greatest economy ever. They'd
Boom.
Rather a powerful ISIS than a powerful America.
Oh, my yep. gosh. Jerk.
And
wow.
this country, I have to tell you, is doing so much winning. Lowest unemployment, highest labor force participation rate. We have
wow.
$5,000 in increase for the median household income. Middle class.
Huge.
Yeah,
huge.
Do you know
huge.
How much it was under Obama?
No, what was it?
-2.
No.
It was 1,000, but it could have been -2.
It could have been, yeah, okay, yeah. got you. It was 1,000, yeah. yeah. I would have bought it.
We're doing so. You would buy anything.
That's true.
By the
Very
way,
true, yes.
I bought a Gerald C. doll.
No.
Ooh, wow.
Sir, please.
The
no.
only reason Gerald C., next day shipping, f*** me again.
Oh.
Bezos.
Every
Bezos.
Time
the
Bezos,
off,
yeah.
And
yes.
then you don't know if it's Eastern or Rocky Mountain.
Yeah, right.
And so Jeff Bezos... He's going to get a nice audit egg this year. Okay,
there you go.
He is going
that,
to be.
That's reasonable.
The country is doing so much winning, folks, that they should be singing about it, frankly, okay? From the rooftops. And listen, when it comes to singing, I'm tops.
Get ready, for now that's what I call Trump. In this compilation, your favorite president makes these hits his own.
Don't go chasing GDP. The median income is a better metric.
And who can forget the Pete Buttigieg song?
Splish, splash, they were taking a bath. And it was a couple of eggs.
Voted on by the attendees at the weekly White House talent show, this collection is sure to make you want to get up and dance.
Nikki, don't lose my number. Might replace Pence with someone else. I might. I haven't decided. Support the police, because they work really, really hard. News. It's all fake news. B-I-G-C. That's how you spell Hillary. B-I-G-C. Synonym for Hillary. Welcome to the hole called California. There's a homeless face poop all over the place. Lots of poop.
Now that's what I call Trump.
Now that's what I call Trump is available on CD and cassette. Call 1-800-MEGA-2020 for details.
And that can be ordered. Oh, wow. You could order with only four easy payments of $4,000,000,000,095.
Oh,
that's a steal.
And I can allocate the funds as I see fit.
Yeah, well.
By the way, do you know how many Grammys that album was nominated for?
All
of them.
Wow.
Only
nice.
The best.
Very,
that's incredible.
Very nice.
I was
very impressed with your singing
of the categories.
Abilities.
But I think I'll send a proxy. I have so much to do for
you. Well, yeah,
I'm a busy man.
Right, of course.
Right. I'm a busy man. So they're telling me now that former president, Jimmy Carter, was hospitalized for a procedure to reduce pressure on his brain, believed to be caused by years of being a f***ing idiot.
Oh, wow.
Another peanut farmer taken too young.
Actually, I heard he's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's totally fine.
Can that be verified?
Yeah.
Well,
very sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the next story. Oh, I like this one here. I think the scroll is, that
there,
works.
There we go. There
it's
we go,
hard to do because my fingers are so large and masculine.
Yes, they are, yes.
Yeah, just
that it just gives me a notice on my screen and says, too much testosterone.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Incredible.
I'm intimidated from across the room.
iPad, I guess. Oh.
I'm intimidated from this side of the room. I often say, when I look, I say, mirror, mirror on the wall. And before I can finish, the bitch says, please stop. You're intimidating me.
Oh, no. You have
and
to get the
I say,
mail.
I'm a gentle creature. It's wrong to hate.
Yeah.
It is wrong to hate. Very wrong.
The next story, there was Pocahontas this week.
Yeah.
You know who Pocahontas is.
We all know Pocahontas.
Right,
yes.
Who couldn't name three black POCs she'd put in her cabinet. Roll clip.
What three African-Americans do you feel like you have to have in your cabinet?
Ooh, you know, there's a little danger in this answer. It's about having people who are fighters. It's about having people who are in the fight and want to be in the fight and are going to stay in the fight.
Please run her.
Exactly.
Notice, by the way, folks, did you notice? She didn't answer the question, folks.
Nope, not at all.
She didn't answer any black POCs, POCs. I call them POCs.
Yes.
I don't have time to say I'm a busy man. I don't have time to be pronouncing acronyms.
That works. That works.
Talking to my mirror. It's a busy day.
Busy. Yes. Very busy.
But while she couldn't name one, watch this, folks. Kanye West, okay?
Boom.
My HUD secretary, Dr. Ben Hibbert.
Yeah. Boom.
Then there's Diamond and or Silk.
That's perfect.
I just named four black POCs. Yeah. Wow. And that's not even all the ones I know.
No, not at all. Of course not.
I know so many black POCs. The best black POCs. I know the best black POCs, okay? And let me give you some more, okay? Candace Owens, that's a POC. Tiger Woods, that's another POC. The Hodge twins, Tupac.
Dose POCs.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Mm-hmm. It's time to left, folks. Remember jokes?
Yeah.
Listen.
I love it, Mr. President.
They can't all be gems.
Don't I know that all too well, sir?
This past Sunday was the annual People's Choice Awards. Okay, and of course the people's favorite president wasn't invited, so I don't know why they call people's choice.
Yeah, it's not
it should be called terrible. Swamp
rigged.
Choice.
That's right.
So I thought I would give my thoughts, because I know you want them other people here, in this week's Hollywood Minute. I don't even dance, but that's catchy.
It is. It's long. It's a little long, but it's
so
catchy.
So the first we have is this happy couple in Hollywood. Look. I almost threw out my old tissue, but it turns out Gwen Stefani's in there.
Oh. my gosh. That's great dress.
Someone get me a Diet Coke. Next is singer Pink, okay?
Oh.
Looks like if Boy George hadn't gotten AIDS.
Oh, my God.
That's so sad.
Or maybe he did get AIDS and reinvented himself as Pink.
Ooh. That's a good theory.
Conspiracy theory I like.
It's like Madonna. She constantly reinvents herself.
Yeah.
You have Like a Virgin, and then Beautiful Stranger, and then she rapes Drake.
Oh no. That's a poor choice.
Forgot about that.
I don't know. Drake seemed to like it.
Didn't oppose it that much.
Yeah. He did not. Yeah, he did not resist. Okay, next up, Queer Eye star Karamo Brown. You know this one, Quarter Black Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
I had a joke for this one, but it was all slurs.
Oh, yeah. You can't do that, sir. No. You're better than that.
Nope.
Moving on, next is, I guess, a YouTuber who are in my crosshairs as well. Tana Mung, do you know this one, Quarter Black? Tana Mongoloid.
Oh, wow.
Or as I like to call her, slack-jawed, less hot, slightly retarded Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, man.
Jessica Rabbit, by the way. Really did it for me. Did it do it for you, Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah. Of course. Absolutely.
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I even asked when I came, because Dr. Ben Carson is a doctor.
Yes.
If he could make a Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, and?
We separated conjoined twins, but apparently the science is not quite at weird science level.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
Yet.
Soon. We need to put tax dollars in there.
Under the second term, sir.
We'll see. Yes. And finally, there is
campaign designer
Jeremy Scott, folks. Jeremy Scott.
Is it
just me, or does it look like he's shitting out a handmaid? Oh, no, wait. Oh, is he on his menstrual cycle? Gross. That concludes this week's Hollywood. Quarter Black was a little trigger happy.
A little bit.
It's
my people.
It's the first time that he's been a quarter early.
Oh.
Wow, this is the first time, yes.
Yeah.
Often he's running on Quarter Black time.
Yes.
That's a fact.
It means he's late.
Yeah.
Thank you for the explanation.
Also, he tips like a Canadian. Okay.
Frankly, that's a double burn.
That's all I'm going to say on that, folks.
Wow.
Okay. Listen.
Yes, sir.
Listening.
Excuse me. This is exciting, folks. Okay.
Yeah.
This year's list of Oprah's favorite things has arrived.
Oh, good.
Notably absent from Oprah's favorite things list, Stedman's.
Oh, my God.
May not make the list.
There you have it, folks. Everyone's doing great, folks. In Trump's America, even disgusting fat black lesbian pucks.
Holding their own.
Can release a list of things that their maid uses. To tell you to buy them.
I'm
sure that Oprah Winfrey is using the Nespresso.
Right, yeah, no, not at all.
There's a little Honduran lady who shields her eyes because she can't look her in the face directly and says, I think Nespresso should be on the list. and then Oprah tries to grab her by the
Okay. Oh, nice. I hate it when that happens.
And it's hard to do. Yeah. It's hard to do.
Well, I've heard.
It's more of a fish hook. Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Like Gangs of New York, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes.
Right.
Am I chucking into the ether?
The 5 points. Yes.
Finally.
It's going way over my head.
That's not difficult to
do.
Yeah. My head is low.
It's not your fault that his father was only there 3/4 of the time.
That's true. It could be worse.
That's where I'm going to start more YMCAs. For you.
I appreciate it.
That's great.
You.
Thank you.
Yes.
I love
no
that.
No basketball because I know you prefer nerdy stuff.
Yeah, I can
like, write. But we will have a room for Magic the Gathering. And a safe place where no one can tell you of either race that you don't belong.
Thank you.
Hey, Coheed and Cambria on repeat.
There you go.
Yeah. Sweet.
I don't speak Portuguese.
In.
Finally. The Bezos, Amazon, Washington Post, okay, they're releasing a Mueller Report graphic novel.
Seriously?
Right down my alley.
They say book provides a unique graphic depiction, okay, which is quite frankly the greatest hoax in American history.
Yes.
Correct.
No.
You know, man. Watergate?
Yeah.
Do you know the film with Chucky was named after that hoax? Because it's child play compared to this hoax.
That's good.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I didn't see where you were going.
Also, the doll was a ginger, which is a recessive gene.
Yes. And it'll be gone.
What did you expect?
Soon.
Yeah.
It will be gone.
Yeah.
And thankfully, then you remade it and connected that little demon child with a smart home.
Yeah. That was a bad twist. Idea.
Terrible.
Very bad idea.
The comic book sucks, folks. Okay. If you want to read a real, frankly, comic book, the best comic book, I wrote a comic book.
Oh,
it's the greatest comic book.
Yeah.
It's called Trump Loves, Hillary Kills. Here's that's I love it when you left before the punchline. Bezos, you couldn't get Gerald C. here on time.
No, no, but it's a great name, sir. It's a
next
great name.
Next day shipping. Don't say, okay, excuse me, next day shipping when it's 2 day shipping.
Oh, that's true.
Because now I have to deal with Cutesy McGee over here.
I apologize, sir.
The book, excuse me, is called Trump Loves, Hillary Kills. Here's a Mug Club exclusive. Hurry up, everyone. The quicker we get you undocumented Democrats to Pennsylvania, the quicker you can vote in 2020. Mr. President, you've clearly made America great again. Your approval rating is at an astonishing 117%. I love America. But Mr. President, Crooked H is at the wall. Whatever will we do? Don't worry, I'll handle this one. No, it's Super Trump. Boo, bitch. I was a Golden Gloves in high school. See, Super Trump, here are muchos pesos for your wall. Super Trump. Listen, I told you guys, could you fix the bulge? That's the one thing missing.
Oh, I'm sorry about the search.
Okay.
That's the only thing with the comic. Can we do that in post?
We can do that, sir.
Hey,
yes,
hey, certainly. Can we do it there, Maddie? Hey, can we do that in post?
Yes.
Could you add that? I remember I told you about the bulge. Wow.
Yeah, the bulge.
Tom Jones.
Yeah. 70s.
Now when he got old, instead of doing gospel shit.
Yeah. No, that's right. a very reasonable request.
Right.
Yes.
We got it, sir.
App description.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have to put back on these headphones. Hey.
Yeah.
Gerald, hey, you love to talk. Say something while I get my headphones on, okay?
It was a fantastic comment. The name is hilarious. Although it's true and very descriptive, it's just a funny name for a comic.
You're the
sir.
Pumpkin spice of co-hosts.
Aw. Oh, you don't mean that, sir.
Quarterback Garrett, can you please tell us the winner of the trivia contest?
Winner is Dustin Jensen. Jepson.
Jepson.
It's okay. His dad never taught him continence.
Hold on. At One Old Nerd, who actually corrected us on our question about Guru Crowder.
Correcting us?
Yeah.
How dare they?
And by the way, if you want more content like this, do join the Mug Club, folks.
Yeah. Okay? It's fantastic.
It is the best club, from what I understand. I haven't watched it since Glenn Beck did Cheeto Face. But we have made amends. I've been on his show. So has my son.
There you go.
After he hunted an elephant.
There you go.
Well, right?
Yeah.
So good at hunting an elephant. The problem with an elephant is you have to take it out with one shot because it never forgets.
Never.
Ooh, that's never. True.
Right. Just like never I will that. Never forget you, Comey, okay?
Boom. Yeah. Boom.
Wow.
President never forgets.
By the way, did you know that half Chinaman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Richmond. Excuse me. Half Chinaman. Excuse me. He went to Guantanamo Bay.
Yes.
I did.
Whoa, he did.
Did you know?
Yes. Yeah,
you were telling me about that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
He was a Uyghur.
A Uyghur.
Oh.
A Uyghur.
Wow.
And we spent so much on the Uyghurs. Look, you can Google it. Actually, Bing it.
Oh, yeah, that's even better, sir. Yeah.
Even if you have to, ask that bent back paperclip.
Right. We should have a Trump search. You can Trump it.
Or the purple gorilla.
Trump it.
The purple gorilla, because I would never have a black gorilla. It's a purple gorilla. Bonzo Buddy will tell you the Uyghurs are in Guantanamo Bay. Chinese Muslims who we support, we love.
Yes.
We spend four times the amount on keeping them alive in Guantanamo Bay than our own violent felons here in America first.
That's
Let's
crazy.
Take care of Tukey Williams first.
First,
yes.
Got to take care of Tukey.
If a Uyghur has a four-course meal and Tukey Williams is in the dirt, DMX is rolling over in his grave.
Yeah. That's true.
He's alive, isn't he?
I don't think so.
No.
Oh,
not for long. Are we sure, by the way, Jimmy Carter, is he still alive?
Yes, he's totally fine.
Well,
I just Googled it. He's good.
That can change in a New York minute.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is very old.
Good song.
A New York minute. So.
Great song. Yes.
Is that on the album as well?
Don Henley is a national hero.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
You have to separate, frankly, the art from the artist.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I stop myself from strangling Sean Penn.
Yeah. If only you hadn't restrained yourself.
And on the flip side, that's how I take a picture smiling with Kid Rock. Ooh. When if I hear that copy of Sweet Home Alabama talking about Northern Michigan one more time, I'm going to beat his wife.
But, sir, Northern Michigan's a treasure.
Okay, so these are the top. Have you been watching the losers, okay, who think they're going to beat me, folks?
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
No
and
way
I want to know who you think has the greatest chance of being the most successful runner-up to me, okay?
Yes.
All right.
But I thought we would go through the top greatest hits, like Don Cherry, by the way,
right,
Canadian hero. Greatest
oh,
hits.
Yes. It's a tragedy what's going on.
But the most cringeworthy hits from the Democratic candidates, and we'll have Gavin McInnes on after this.
Boom.
So let's just go through this to see how horrible people.
Yeah,
horrible
terrible,
people.
Terrible people.
Let's see how horrible they really are.
Terrible.
Number one, let's go through Bernie Sanders. His most cringeworthy moment. Last campaign it would have been when he had his mic stolen by the blacks.
That was pretty bad.
That was awful.
If that's not allegorical for what would happen in an anarcho-syndicate society, I want anarchy. Okay, the black's going to take your stuff, you old Jew.
Oh, no.
You don't stand a Jew-bald's chance in hell.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Hey,
is that a word?
I have a lot of them in my family.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. Not by blood, but by sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That works.
So here is Bernie Sanders. Most cringeworthy moment. Here we go. Look, he tries to hit a punching bag, okay? Oh, and it hits back.
Right
back.
Oh, God.
Oh, it hits back, but he keeps going for more. He keeps going for more. Look, that old Jew has heart, okay?
He does.
Look at
him.
He
does.
Probably not for long.
He's a fighter.
Oh. That's right.
But I respect it.
That's distasteful.
Yeah.
I respect it. And he never, you never got him down, Everlast speed bag from Dix.
Prevailed.
Oh, I love it. True. That's perfect. Him just getting pummeled.
Number four, Pete Buttigieg. Okay. Yeah. Here he is right now. Okay. Hanging out. This is for me the most cringe. I would never say this is what people tell me. Okay. These were submitted by you. You can, by the way, tweet at the S Crowder because that's the Twitter right now.
Right,
you know my Twitter. He needs some followers, folks.
Yeah.
Do you see the costumes that Mr. Crowder puts on? He can dress up like a broad. We get it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But he'll be thrilled with this next one. Pete Buttigieg. Here he is hanging out, with a couple of pox.
All right. I don't know if you want to sip around.
Come here more often.
You know, let's say, like, don't let the kids see.
Right. Yes, sir.
All right. A toast to you and to us, your new moon squad.
All right.
Mayor Pete.
To the road ahead.
Pete.
Wow.
Keep it low. Okay,
oh, yeah, because there's no better messaging to the blacks as a gay man than committing misdemeanors.
Yeah.
That's
but it's cool, though.
They actually just gave him high C because he's
is that
like
what
a 12-year-old.
They did not.
The graduation song is high C, correct?
Yeah.
As we go, Dad, we remember
right.
all the Chattermen. I had on retainer.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Different song for you.
So that's how he tries to appeal to the black pox, okay?
Yeah.
It is shameful. It's horrible. Let me show you how it's done.
And you take care of yourself. I'll see you soon.
Code 45. It works every time.
Billy D. Williams.
Boom.
Billy D. Williams, the only member of the old republic, they chose to dress like a pimp.
There you go.
Right.
Gold tassels, man.
Hey, what do you think, Mr. Lucas, I should wear? How about a cape? Oh, great. And can I fight Bubba Fett with a Cadillac with rolling rims?
Yes, yes. Spinners.
That's how you would do it.
I love it.
Also, with Pete Buttigieg, okay, What's with the anger issues? Okay, so much anger, so much hate. Well, he's sticking things in his mouth. Can you see? Look, we have another one too, don't we? Look,
boom.
Look,
wow.
Look at it, come on.
That's terrible.
He's asking for it.
Oh my God.
Begging for it. Throbbing for it.
Oh my gosh.
I can see you're uncomfortable. Let's move on.
It's funny though. It really
yes,
is funny.
Listen, it's wrong not only to hate, but to have a phobia of the queers, okay?
It's true. I'm not afraid of them.
There's no reason to have a phobia, folks.
No phobia.
No reason to have a phobia.
Not at all.
Next one, I think, is number two. I don't know.
Three.
In the election, they'll all be number two. Excuse me. Number three, okay? We'll fix that in post, along with the bulge.
Yes.
I got you.
Must be
Kamala Harris. She didn't drop out.
Not yet.
I don't think so.
She's still in this?
Yes.
Right,
I mean, for the moment.
Okay.
For the moment.
As of now.
I don't know. I've seen gang rapes more gentle than what Tulsi Gabbard did to her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not gentle.
Still raw.
So Kamala Harris, here's her most
a little
cringeworthy moment where she claims that she smoked weed.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Excuse me. Smoked weed in college and listened to Tupac. Okay, not the Hodge twins, Tupac and Snoop Dogg, while doing so at the same time. Here.
Have you ever smoked?
I have.
Okay.
Like in college? I inhaled. Yeah. I did inhale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's so cool.
Long time ago.
Look at that. She smokes weed.
I just broke loose.
Uh-huh. Was it in college? See, I like stuff like that. That's a real honest answer.
No.
What song was on?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, definitely Snoop. Uh-huh. Tupac, for sure.
Okay, she graduated college, frankly. Okay, truthful. She's not being truthful there. In 87, over 3 years before Snoop or Pac had any albums.
What?
So either she has a DeLorean or she was smoking while locking up nonviolent drug offenders in massive numbers, who, by the way, I've freed. I've done more for the nonviolent drug offenders and the blacks.
That's right.
Yep.
Not one in the same, mind you.
Yes.
I've done more for both than any president. Okay?
Yeah.
Look it up. They just can't give credit.
No.
They can't give credit to the Trump.
They can't. Right. They should. Right. The credit is due.
We will give you credit.
Yes.
Very do.
Well, thank you. The pleasure is all yours.
Yes.
By the way, hit the notification bell, okay? Frankly, if you're subscribed, because we don't know if subscriptions work. And there's a new video, I guess, that Crowder does.
He does.
Every day.
Yep.
At what time?
I believe it's 8 o'clock Eastern.
Is it 8 o'clock Eastern?
It's the Eastern thing.
Is it live stream Thursday at 8 Eastern?
Yes.
Let's
every
get it
Thursday.
Right, because I don't want another next day shipping fiasco.
Though it worked out in my favor, I'm with you.
And
in
Bezos.
Half of these videos, okay, he dresses up like a broad.
Really?
I mean, that's true. Yeah,
so he's got that going for him.
And is it really 50%?
It's 56%.
Which is sad.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay, next up, my favorite, folks.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Is this your favorite? Half Chinaman?
Yes, absolutely
Half
my favorite.
Half Chinaman likes this one.
Yeah.
He likes this one.
Okay.
Of course he
I
likes
love the natives.
Yeah. Everyone loves
native
this one.
Native Americans are Asian.
Well, the correct term is aboriginal.
Is that new?
Okay.
I was going to go with American Asians because they came across the Bering Strait, and so that's where they
The land bridge.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you who didn't come across the Bering Strait. Pete Buttigieg. He came across the Barry Gay. It's just a gay
Very
guy
right.
named Barry. And he spins on him like a dreidel.
Dreidel.
Hey, excuse me. If you want that for your president... That's your. That would not be my choice. That's your choice to make. Okay.
No, the country will not choose.
The country will not choose.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The
Jews will not choose. Did you see what I did with Jews and choose?
It
rhymes a little.
I've been hanging
like Dr. Seuss.
I've been hanging around with Kanye.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, that's true.
He
yeah.
does have an impact on you.
Rhymes rub off.
The Jews will choose. Jimmy Choose.
Wow.
Wow.
To use.
That's incredible.
Donald Trump.
Wow.
We just need a beat.
Okay. So, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, she tried to make... I'm very musically inclined.
Yeah.
That's what they tell me.
You are. You're very
talented. I couldn't do American Idol because it's like the Olympics where pros cannot enter.
Only amateur. You're right, yeah.
So, you're welcome, Kelly Pickler.
Oh.
Yeah.
So...
Would have been second place.
Pocahontas tried to take a chapter out of AOC's book by live streaming herself. And she wants, she's running for president. She really wants you to know, okay, that she drinks beer. She's just like you.
Hold on a sec. I'm gonna get me a beer.
A beer. Let me get a beer.
She's, the other one smokes weed, she drinks beer. Is this a presidential campaign or a bad installment of AA? Oh. What step are you on? Number four, being a bitch.
Oh.
is that in the list?
Did you like that, Hef Chatterman?
I think that's step four and a half.
Did you like that,
yeah,
Step Chatterman?
I did like
you
that.
You like that, Hef Chatterman? The Hef Chatterman likes it.
I did.
Well, if he likes it, I like it.
I don't care.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. So,
By the way, excuse me, okay?
Yep.
Question to the beer drinkers out there, okay? Mm. How many of you drink a beer like this? Look at this clip. She goes to drink a beer. Look, right in her mouth. She must have gotten lessons on how to drink beer from Pete Buttigieg. Both of them did a tap dance on Barry Gay.
Oh, no.
Just going hard on Pete Buttigieg.
That's what we call a callback.
I liked it. It was good.
I wrapped it all in, just like the economy. By the way, she also, there's so much with Elizabeth Warren. In case you don't know, this is the I don't want to stack the deck, but please run this broad, okay?
Yeah. Please.
If I'm in the red corner, I want to look to the blue corner and see the 1,064th Cherokee candidate.
Yes.
Yeah.
The native Asian sensation.
There would be nothing but a trail of tears for
those. Those are her nicknames. Here's another one. I see what you did.
Thank
I
you.
See what
see
you
what
did.
Did there.
But please, someone call Tanya Harding because this bitch needs a wounded knee.
Wow. I like that. Many references.
Man, you guys are. I just can't keep up. It's fantastic.
There's figure skating for you.
There you go.
Here's another one. Okay. She says that she prefers Netflix and chill to Broadway dinner. I have to watch through my cringe. Go,
okay.
Go.
Netflix and chill or Broadway and dinner?
Oh, Netflix and chill.
Okay.
Someone is watching Netflix and having sex with Elizabeth Warren.
Oh,
say it ain't so. Say it ain't so.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if she even knows what that means.
You know,
no,
frankly,
she's kind of out of touch.
I'm not entirely sure.
I don't think so.
But she may know what it means. She may
that
be
chance.
Steering right into that one.
Please no.
As a hooker.
Ooh.
No. It's a tribe.
You know, it's possible.
There are the Apaches, the Cherokees, the Algonquin, the Iroquois, and the hookers.
Oh wow.
No, the hooker chief.
Didn't realize that. Yeah.
She was chief. Such a good chief.
With powwow challenge.
Okay,
everything.
And this is another one I don't quite fully understand. Okay, but I think Audio Wade will explain after. More Pocahontas, the hits keep coming. Her love for some big structure named Bailey.
Big structure Bailey.
Yep.
Big structure Bailey. Big structure Bailey. Big structure Bailey.
Cheering. Yeah.
Okay, what are they... what are they cheering?
It's a big structural Bailey.
I think it's the building next door to fall on her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then it'll just be some stockings with her feet rolling up.
Yes, you zoom out,
much.
You get
underneath
the full picture. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's absolutely. What we call foreshadowing.
Wicked Witch of the Reservation, yes.
Yes,
there
I
we
like
go.
It. Look,
what?
The Hef Chatterman has jokes.
He does,
thank
folks.
You.
He does.
The Hef Chatterman, he has jokes. I can't tell
only
that joke
them,
because
though.
I don't have that hat.
You don't.
Speaking of yin and yang, we go to the next candidate. Andrew Full Chatterman Yang.
Full.
Now, I will say that Full Andrew, Full Chatterman, he seems pretty decent as far as Chatterman go.
Yeah.
Okay, as far as Democrats go.
Nice guy.
But it is pretty rough, this video of him crowd surfing at a campaign event. Okay, you have to see this for yourself.
Wait.
What?
Wait, let's go back. Let's go back. Can we look?
No!
And right next to him is Barry.
Snuck in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Gross. And look at Yang. He likes it.
Man, Pete's getting the inside information on his competition.
And by the way,
grabbing his Yang.
He's the only candidate who can do the crowd surfing because he's 4 foot nothing.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
correct.
And Chinamen have bird boats.
That's
okay,
true.
Much
that's
lighter.
Also, factually,
that's how absolutely. We fly the goods over here.
I do want to ask though. Want to go across the room? We'll go to Gerald A. because I'm contractually obligated.
Yes, he is.
Who do you think would be the easiest to beat? Ooh. Of course, we know I'll beat all of them. But who? Who do you think would be hardest and easiest?
You're going to beat them by a mile. I think,
thank you.
Unfortunately...
2 miles.
two miles, sir. You're right. The easiest to beat, I think, would be Pete
Buttigieg. That's 4.4 kilometers.
Well, it's interesting to know
because
that.
I have international holdings as well.
Oh,
and it's confusing sometimes, the conversion. So thank you for doing it.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Also, conversions, just hoping that Ivanka doesn't convert to Jew.
It's true. That's.
I think it's too late.
It's true. Yeah. Maybe that happened already.
Well, listen, they're good people, folks. They're good.
They're fantastic people. Yes, people. Of course.
Okay,
same
go ahead.
With Israel. I would say you would beat him by 10 miles.
Who's
Joe
him?
Biden.
Okay.
I think he's the toughest competition.
You think he's the toughest.
And Pete Buttigieg is the easiest. Mm. Kamala Harris won't make it. Much longer, so I'm not even including her.
Pete Buttigieg is easy. Okay,
he's very easy.
Audio win.
Yeah, I think that Elizabeth Warren would probably be the easiest for you to beat, sir. I think.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks.
Yeah, right.
No, me too.
No, I think so. And then I also think Bernie Sanders would probably be a little tougher. Forgive me for saying so.
But. No, listen. He has heart, okay?
Yeah. For now.
Yeah.
For
I mean,
it's weak. It's
got
it's a weak
fake
heart.
Valves.
That's
but he has
true.
Heart.
He's been improved.
Quarter black. Oh, I know. It's going to be Booker.
I'm going to say Joe Biden's going to be the hardest, and Elizabeth Warren the easiest.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. We'll see. Yeah. We're getting what we call consensus.
I think I'm still right, though, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would.
No. I would.
Next day shipping, Bezos.
Still waiting.
Still
half
waiting.
Chinaman.
I think that you would beat Chief Liplock Beer first. I think she would be the easiest for you to beat.
I like that. You got jokes.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank
He's
you.
He's got good
Thank
jokes.
You.
He does.
The best jokes.
I think the hardest for you to beat would be my cousin.
Oh.
Or maybe he's my uncle.
That's
I can't
true.
Tell. He looks exactly like both of them.
Yes.
No.
So Andrew Yang,
and you people copulate like rabbits.
We do. We're taking over. Yes.
I would have said rats, but you people eat them.
Hey, as a gift from the people, I'll give you the secret code for our restaurant, so no dog meat.
Okay,
there
thank you.
Go.
Gotcha.
Hey.
Thank you.
Can I have
By the way,
you're one of us.
Yeah.
When I go to the Chinese restaurant, I just order the splinter.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
I got that reference.
I did too, yeah.
See,
yeah.
Yes. By the way, if you're thinking about going back and watching Ninja Turtles 2.
No.
Not the first one. The secret, of the ooze.
No.
Rough.
It's best to leave it there.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. We're more Homeward Bound than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I like Homeward Bound.
Yeah.
But I always, Homeward Bound, folks, great. Because I like it when animals talk like people.
Yeah. It's always fun.
Always fun.
But I always confused the Homeward Bound theme with the Jurassic Park theme.
Really?
Why do they make them so similar?
It's easy to not.
The Jurassic Park theme. Da 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 da. They do travel in herds.
Exactly.
And the Homeward Bound theme. Da 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 da. And then Sassy falls in the waterfall, which is very sad.
Spoiler alert.
And the old disgusting bird watcher gives her full cream milk. Cats are lactose intolerant.
Oh, that's just mean.
That's abuse.
It is abuse.
Terrible. If he was still alive, I would lock him up.
Yeah, well, you should.
Right.
And give the code to Hillary so that he would hang himself with paper bed sheets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I will say we do have to go to Gavin McInnes, but I will say this. Of all of these people, folks, listen, look for this right now. In this election, we have the best economy that we've had in modern American history. Like I said, lowest unemployment.
Boom.
We have highest labor force participation rate.
Baby.
We have a job surplus, that Mike Rowe himself couldn't fill. More black businesses being started.
Yeah.
Lowest black unemployment rate.
That's what I'm talking about.
Crime is at an all-time low. $5,000 median household income increase. It used to be about the economy, stupid. But now you will see whichever candidate this is talk about Anything but the Academy. Right, God, no, right. Not talk about the Academy because I'm stupid. And we will put that on a bumper sticker for them, yeah. Elizabeth Warren. And please, dear God, Jehovah, okay, Yeshua, make it Pocahontas Warren, please. Please, don't tell her that, though.
But do it.
Because I will use reverse saying, don't, oh, no, not Elizabeth Warren.
No.
True. Let's go to Kevin McGinnis. Yeah. We'll be back.
This MAGA country.
What? Black Rifle Cafefe.
No, sir, it's actually just how it is in the prompter. It's coffee.
Okay. Cafefe. Okay, folks, frankly, it's the best coffee out there. AR-15 coffee. M-16 coffee. It's a coffee with bazooka. Bazooka Joe. The coffee, look at the Brit. Can we get the hero shot? Do they still make Bazooka Joe? It used to be a penny. Rifle of color coffee. This coffee should be dating a Kardashian, right? This coffee is the best coffee. Black Rifle coffee. And unlike other companies who claim small batch or premium, Black Rifle coffee isn't roasted, frankly, until you place your order, making sure it's the freshest coffee. Many people don't know. It's a bean. It goes bad. Coffee. Go to blackriflecoffee.com/Crowder. Enter the promo code Crowder to receive 20% off your first order of Black Rifle Coffee.
Okay, yeah, I think that's the best we're going to get. Thank you,
Mr. President. Great. Someone give me a Diet Coke. Hey. Boom, Pedro. Boom. Not today. You're not sending your best. I'm going to send you right back. Looking over that. Well, let's keep building this wall. There you go, brick by brick. My wall, frankly, shoots fire, you see? And you're going to pay for it. Here's Trump! Hey, guys, in the chat, let me know what you'd like me to put in my moat. I'm thinking alligators and spikes.
Check out our second channel at youtube.com/CrowderBits.
If you think I'm going to be closing Pedophile Island here on the 4th of July weekend, this place will be crawling with toddler tourists. You've got another thing coming.
Look, we have a Colombian with an iPhone. Spare no expense.
I know, everyone's thinking, wow, Stephen got really ugly and fat.
Oh.
And Asian.
And Asian, yes. Low, that was very the Asian, defining
very
factor.
Very low mania. Yes.
That was good.
I'm not dead. This chick makes me. I f***ing missed it. Guitar solo.
Yeah, I actually almost ran over someone with my car by accident. There was a whole lineup of people to go see you guys, and then one of them, this was a time where Pokemon Go was big. And he was walking out in the middle of the street. I was like, oh my God, and he had a MAGA hat on. I'm thinking, that's the last thing I need. But he was so nice about it. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, man. And he named some Pokemon. He used a Squirtle or something. I was like, get out. It was right outside of the boss.
Level two.
The boss
You're
center.
Going to die.
No.
Okay, do we have our guest?
We do.
On the show. He's yep. ready. He's on the program.
He's ready.
Okay, our next guest, I hear, frankly, is a fan of mine. I haven't spoken with him, and it makes me very sad because he's going to prison. So our next guest, you can find him at freespeech.tv, Gavin McGinnis. You're there, sir. Have you been preparing for your time in the Keeney?
This is the first time hearing in prison. I have friends who are on trial, and I have three friends in jail, but I wasn't aware of a charge that I'm going through.
Okay, so to be clear, you're not going to the slammer.
Not to my knowledge, but I'm glad you brought that up, because I have Max Hare and John Kinsman have been locked up for a silly brawl with Antifa. They're 4 years. I was hoping you would pardon them. And then we have another guy, David Kyriakosi. he's facing a trial now. And we got this kid, Jeff Young in Rikers, Tommy Trigger, and then, of course, Roger Stone.
But it sounds to me like you say you're not going to prison and you keep naming people who are in prison or prison bound.
Yeah.
Okay. But you are not amongst them, correct? I want to make sure I have this right.
Not presently, but it wouldn't surprise me if I find the next.
That's good. That makes me very happy to hear, because I've heard very good things about you, Gavin, across the board. And I also hear that you're quite fond of Trump.
I was one of the earliest guys. You know, Ted Cruz came out. I thought he was okay. And then I realized, as they beat him up, that we need a lion in there. We need someone who can handle this maniacal left.
And well, you know, Gavin, what they say is that the sons will pay for the sins of the father. And I think that the grassy knoll killing JFK chickens are coming home to roost for Cruz. And that's not his fault. That's not what, but that's what they tell me. That's not his fault, but his father.
Right. Yeah, I shouldn't have brought up Cruz. I apologize. But, you know, when you said, when the Huffington Post said they're only covering you in the entertainment section, and you said, didn't your husband leave you for a man? I think he made the right choice. And I just went, this is my guy.
Thank you. And by the way, Heidi Cruz, there's nothing wrong with her. When I was saying Heidi Cruz, you look at that face, it's such a good face. Yeah, it's a good, isn't it, Gavin? It's a good face, right?
I regret bringing up Ted Cruz. I don't know why I did
It's a good thing. It's a great thing, the face. So what is going on with the boys who are very proud? You have some of them going to prison. You are not. And one of them is Indian.
Yeah, so the two that are in prison now, we're trying to get an appeal for them. It's just insane that you do 4 years for a 17-second irrelevant fight, no victims. And then this third guy, the crazy thing is there was three guys, right? Two white, one brown. They separated the brown guy's trial because it didn't help the hate group narrative. And they also, John Kinsman's wife is black, and they made sure they never photographed her in the courtroom. And when he'd walk arm in arm, the cameras would just point down. So they had this predetermined narrative ready in advance, and that doesn't really shock me. What shocks me is that it works. You come up with you use Antifa as your source, and the next thing you know, you win, and men are in prison. That's why I'm so happy to be speaking
Gavin,
to you.
Gavin, I don't want to interrupt, but I'm going to, because I have to be accurate here in my reporting. We take it seriously, folks. The brown man, they separated his trial. From what I understand, that's not what I've said, but that's what you're telling me. I'm taking it as fact. I believe what you're telling me. Now, this brown man is not Mexican.
No, he is East Indian, we would call them.
Okay, because they're not brown. Sometimes East Indian, and by the way, I love East Indians. I have a great relationship also with Indians from the West, South. Some of them are not brown. They're darker than the blacks. They're darker than the pox.
I believe they're called the Untouchables over there.
Yes. Also, Sean Connery in that film. Oh. He was a beat cop. What happened to beat cops, Gavin? You're Irish. That was a big thing. They'd swing their baton, make sure kids weren't out of school. I think we should bring back beat cops, like the Untouchables.
Well, you know, the cops who got in that altercation with Eric Holder, where he ended up dead, if there was a beat cop in that situation, they would have known him, and they'd be like, Eric, what are we doing here? Come on. We don't want to do that.
Exactly.
And he'd be familiar with them.
And then he would swing his stick and take a nip of bourbon. Let me ask you, why did they separate the trial, with the Indian?
Because they want to push they want to push this club as a hate group. So they said, well, if there's a brown guy, we have two white guys and a brown guy, we can't go race, 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 city, race, 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 Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. But if we just have the two white guys on the stand, then we can push that narrative as long as we get the guy's wife out of it. And so it worked. They're serving 4 years. And now that David's trial is in like a couple weeks, and I don't know how they're going to push that trial. Call him crazy or something and say that he hates himself. They've done that in the previous trial. I wouldn't be surprised.
They could do what they call temporary insanity, which is fleeting crazy, okay? I had a lady in one of the apartments. She was in the basement apartment with lots of cats. She was crazy, but now she's done very well for herself. and she works as a secretary, and she's not anymore.
Oh. Now, Mr. President, I hope you don't feel like I'm trivializing this interview. I'm obviously very excited to meet you. I'm sorry to be focusing on this and trying to get favors right out of the gate, asking for pardons, asking for justice. And it's just, it's at the front of my priority list. If this was any other time, I would be talking about your policy, how ludicrous this impeachment is. I mean, you asked for an investigation into what is clearly a crime. That's your job. And then beyond that, what's the matter with quid pro quo? I'm not going to give you money if you're some Mugabe dictator. I don't understand the charges.
I'm not familiar at all even with the terminology, quid pro quo. I don't know what you're talking about there, but I do understand. I will look at my list of pardons after Kanye and see if we have time for it. I understand. Hey, that's Don Cherry. He's from your country. That's right, Canadian. Yeah. By the way, great allies of Canada. Big fan of the Canadians. What is your opinion, your thoughts on Don Cherry? They talked about it on this channel yesterday, and the fact that he has been fired is horrible. Horrible.
Political correctness is a war on noticing patterns. If you are not blind and you have ear holes, you know that there are certain pockets in Canada where no one wears poppies, and those tend to be immigrant communities.
Hey, guys, look at this. I found this hat. Do you see it was under the desk? Look at that.
That's a good hat.
Yeah, extra. Read all about it. I don't normally wear hats.
You don't. You
can
don't.
Can you see that, Mr. McGinnis, the hat?
That's true.
Yeah, it's like a Peaky Blinders thing. It doesn't really fit your head.
It's a Peaky Blinders thing. That's right. Okay, Don Cherry, you were saying.
So he just said, look, if you're going to come here, you should respect the poppy. The poppy is about all the Canadian soldiers who died in World War I. It's not like we're asking a Vietnamese guy to support the Vietnam War or something like that. It's just an homage to the soldiers and sailors and airmen, too, who fought for us across the sea. And it's disrespectful not to at least revere that. That's all he said. But because he used the terminology "you people" and he happened to be discussing immigrants, the whole country melted down and he's done. And because he refuses to apologize, we'll never see him again. It was something like 38 years every Saturday hockey night in Canada. My entire life, as far as I could go, before I immigrated to Canada from Britain. It was Don Cherry, hockey night in Canada, and now nothing because of the words "you people."
That's right. I like the little diddly that you had there, by the way. Have you heard the Ballad of the Green Berets? Are you familiar with that one?
Oh, glory, glory, what a heavenly way. Is that it?
No. That's the Silver Wigs. Here, audio, wait, can we give me a beat? It's Silver Wigs.
I don't know the song.
Upon their chest. These are men, America's best.
The best.
Do you know that one? It's a good one.
I'm not familiar with that. It, and I don't want to sound disrespectful or irreverent, but I personally prefer that Paratroopers one where glory, glory, what a heavenly way to die. And the guy's all wrapped up in the cords and stuff, and he's a bloody mess. And it shows that soldiers understanding what's really going on. It's kind of a fuck you to the top
when
brass.
When you go in and you punch Antifa, do you feel sometimes, frankly, like a Green Beret? Because sometimes that's how I see you, okay? Sometimes I see you as a modern Green Beret. Yes.
I would never.
Yes.
Never. And nor would anyone that I hang out with just randomly attack Antifa for no reason. Mark Bray had a book called The Anarchist Handbook. He did a whole book tour across the country. No one bothered him. No patriot prayers showed up. No nothing. But whenever we have a thing, they have to come to our stuff. So, yes, in self-defense, I have fought these guys.
I found another one. Hey, look, I am your dad.
You? That's good.
I'm your dad. Like Gavin, can you
see? It's just like the movie.
I'm your dad.
Oh, my gosh.
Darth Vader.
Yeah. I found, look, there's so many hats down here. I don't know where we got all these hats. Do you have, you do a lot of funny shows, Gavin. Do you wear many hats?
Yeah, I did a joke today on the show about ridiculousness, that show with Rob Drydeck, the skater. So I dressed up like a skater with a sweatshirt and a funny, rappy baseball hat. I think costumes really help the momentum of the show. And it looks good on the thumbnails to have a lot of different outfits.
That's
so, yes,
true. And you were a skater, correct?
No, I mean, I did skateboard around. It's one of those things I could just never get. I could never really ollie correctly. You have some little short guys that were just going up the half pipe and catching air, and it was like trying to become gay. I just couldn't quite get it.
Well, okay, listen, let's not get into hot water because that's not something you try. That's something you are, and we've had so many gays vote, frankly. Yeah. I love the gays. I'm very comfortable with the gays.
Milo Yiannopoulos, Peter Boykin, million wonderful gays.
That's right. Them. Peter did Boyk, Michael Yiannopoulos.
I think you're getting the names a little, but yeah.
I think you're getting the names a little, but I understand. So, Gavin, what do you think will be the falling out? Where is it going to land with Don Cherry? For people who aren't familiar, national hero in Canada and patriot, what do you think will, do you think that this will there be justice?
No, he's done forever. That's the way it works with the politically correct left. If you don't capitulate, you're finished. They're happy to dead you. They don't watch hockey anyway. Good, get rid of him. And this guy wasn't just a hockey commentator. He was an icon. There's no one to compare him to in America. He had housing estates. He had clothing lines. He had charities. I mean, he was like you, sir. He wasn't just one man. He was a million. That's he was a
high,
brand.
That is high anyway. Praise. High praise for Don Cherry.
I said similar to you. It was a tiny, tiny little Canadian version of what some of what you are.
That's right. Well, it's very flattering both to Don Cherry but mostly to Don Cherry. Okay, I'm sure he's thrilled about it. Let me go back to the Indian with the Antifa. Have you been following the story of the man who was hit by Antifa with a baseball bat and now he can only speak through Morse blink?
No, I am not familiar with that case. Is that brand new?
There was a man who was hit by Antifa, struck on the head, and I believe the gentleman got 4 years or 6 years. And the fake news.
Oh, yes. That guy. Notice the media never really mentioned his injuries. They just say there was a fight and this guy got 6 years. No, the thing that happened to our guys was a brawl. That was just a boop, boop, bop, kick, kick, doop, doop, doop.
Yes.
The thing that happened to that, the Antifa with the, I think it was actually a steel baton. That was attempted murder. They split his head open.
Horrible. Yeah. It was absolutely horrible. And now he has to speak with Blake. I don't know if you could see, but I did Morse quite a bit. This right here, okay. Gavin McKinnon, do you know what this is? Save Our Ship.
Oh, right. Yeah, SOS. I got it right.
Yes. Also a great song by Sting. Okay, we have to go. There's going to be an extended internet version here for those who are members of Muck Club. That is his program at freespeech.tv to protect Gavin McInnes. So we don't want him speaking through Blink code. Right, folks? That's right. We don't want it. Oh, hey, I'm just here to tell you, frankly, that if you haven't joined Mug Club yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Okay, it's the best club around, and that's not my opinion, that's what they say. Everyone says it's the best club, that's what they tell me. Not only do you get access, okay, frankly, to the whole daily show, which on YouTube, what you get is not daily, okay? But you also get access to the whole Blaze catalog, and if that's not enough reason for you, it's the perfect gift to piss Trudy off. Okay? Join Buck Club. Big news. And big news.
What's your home defense plan? When it comes to safety, there's no substitute for a quality firearm. And if you're a gun owner, there's no replacement for firearms legal protection. Firearms Legal Protection provides lawful gun owners an uncapped legal defense program, 24/7 emergency hotline, access to a network of over 2,500 experienced attorneys, legal education on firearm laws in your state via our mobile app, and plans to protect you every step of the way if you are involved in a self-defense incident. Visit firearmslegal.com/LWC today.
Okay, okay. There's a web extended for folks who are not yet on Mug Club. So much more content on the clip.
So much more.
What was that that you were doing?
That was a drowning black man.
Oh, yes. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, that was...
Because, I tell you what, if you look at the world land speed records, they're almost always set by the blacks. Very good. Yeah. Very good at running very fast.
Not in the water.
But they still wear water wigs.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and that seems a little long, the drowning dance. I'll just put that in the suggested box.
Oh, yeah.
But I understand you're feeling tired. Okay. Usually I understand that Crowder would take this time to do what he calls Crowder closes. Okay. Frankly, I'm not going to do that because I don't need to inspire you. What I am going to do is show you how many real life people I've inspired right here in the studio. Okay. Let's go. Let's go take a look. Come on. Follow me. We have the microphone. Let me get my jacket here. Okay. All right, let's go. You can come Carter Black. You can come out Carter Black at Audio Wade. For those who don't know, all these people, okay, are employed by Louder with Crowder. And hey, everybody, say hello. Okay, let's go. Let's go. We'll go through here and talk to everyone to see how President Trump has inspired them, okay? And you, okay, right here, this gentleman. And your name, sir?
It's Gibbon.
Gibbon, okay. Now, Gibbon, you look, how have I inspired you, okay?
Sir, I think you've inspired me with...
Okay, you look like you might have some little ethnicity in you, little ethnicity, am I right?
You're right, sir.
Okay, what is it?
It is a little bit of Japanese.
Okay, they're not sending their best and their brightest, folks. Okay, let's go here. And by the way, you've seen him climbing poles. Okay, before on this program, he loves getting on the pole. And as I understand it, it's Brendan's birthday today, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, and how old are you today, Brendan?
I am 20.
And how old is that in retard years?
I don't know.
Okay, and how have I inspired you, Brendan?
You're really successful. You're a go-getter.
That's true. I can't argue with it. Let's keep going. Okay, I don't want you to trip on the mic cord because I know, Steve, it's not exactly Trump Tower, so he doesn't have the budget for a wireless mic. Oh, look here. Look, he's Colombian, okay? Don't ask him where the donkey and coffee is, but he's wearing the hat because there's nothing like an immigrant on a visa pandering, folks. How have I inspired you, okay? Smooth Manny.
Winners aren't losers.
I don't know what that means, but I know that I would be in the former category.
You're a winner, sir.
By the way, how did you get here?
Legally.
I don't believe it. Okay, let's continue. We have moved this chair. I don't know. He has a chair, but he stands up. Okay, probably because he wants to be ready to run in case ICE shows up. All right, Too Cute Maddie, who was in the studio earlier. Okay, Too Cute Maddie, what are you doing right now?
I'm editing videos.
Okay. Well, maybe soon you can edit yourself a boyfriend. All right, let's go on to right here. This is Tim from HR. Loathsome. He tells everyone how they can't have fun or say pussy or grab pussies. Tim, how have I inspired you?
You're very tall.
That's true. And unfortunately for him, he can't change that about himself, okay? It's wrong to hate, especially on things they can't change. It's okay, you have other good qualities. What's your best quality? So Carter Black Garrett, you're right here. And see, for some reason, he sits in a wheelchair. You can see we have other chairs, but he chooses a wheelchair because he collects a check both from Louder with Crowder and the government. How have I inspired you?
You're the best black president we have. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you're great.
Okay, and what are you doing here? What's this? Can we show right here what he has on his... Look, okay, that is a Nintendo logo. And who's this Mexican?
He's a laughing Mexican.
He's laughing Mexican. Okay. I wonder how old he is as well in Brendan years. Okay. And we have finally Audio Wade. He's too. There's nothing interesting about Audio Wade. So I want to thank you for letting me host this show today. Okay. Be sure to join the club. It's such a good club, right, folks? It's the best club that there is. And I want you to know that I appreciate it, okay? I appreciate you helping me make America great again. And through it all, I stand tall. And I did it my way.